Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Read with Michelle Martin.
I'm reading The Race for 5G Supremacy, Why China is Surging, Where Millennials Struggle, and How America Can Prevail. In so many of the shows that I do on investing, I'm hearing repeatedly the theme of 5G, investors talking about digging beneath the surface and looking at companies that are supporting the development of 5G across two hemispheres, the West and the East, particularly China and the United States. Just this morning, we know the U.S. Commerce Department announced further restrictions on Huawei technologies aimed at cutting the Chinese company's access to commercially available chips. This is a move that builds on restrictions that were announced earlier this year, May actually. And it's just the latest in the news of an increasingly tense relationship between the world's two biggest economies, China and the U.S. So when I came across this book, The Race for 5G Supremacy, I grabbed it and I really like it because it's really conversational. It's great storytelling from both the authors, Austin Groves and Paul Schulte, who joins me live now. Paul, how are you?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
So I understand this book is written from two perspectives. One, a young and digitized American millennial, and the other, older. So just to clarify, you're the analog one.
Well, yeah, I guess. I got to take the digital hairdo.
All right. Can you share with us why you decided to take this approach to a book about 5G? Two perspectives and very different ones.
Yes. So I've known Austin for many, many years, and I've seen his journey through the world of Accenture and AT&T and Verizon. And I was sitting over in Hong Kong, and I was looking at things from the point of view of me being in Asia for 30 years, looking at financials, having written about financial technology, you know, back 7 years ago. I wrote my first book on financial technology. Mm. I was struck because China was pulling so far ahead, and I was wondering, why in the heck is the U.S. lagging so badly? And then when I met with Austin, we can go into this in more detail. I was struck by the inability of many of the Fortune 100 companies to integrate digital young people into their strategies in order to compete with China.
And is that the heart of this book, you know, understanding what the U.S. is going to need to do to make up for the fact that it's lagging in this race?
Yeah, exactly. So it's all about what China is doing, what the U.S. needs to do, and fundamentally, why the millennials are having such a hard struggle integrating themselves into some of these vitally important, you know, American companies in order to catapult America into the digital age. Because sadly, much of the American infrastructure is still very analog, and it's falling further behind. And so. One of the fundamental things that we talk about in the book is, mm-hmm. is the role of government. You know, the role of governance in creating infrastructure is a vital part of this.
Well, speaking of the role of governance, whether it is the U.S. Commerce Department restricting Huawei technologies, coming in hard on the chip war, so to speak, or China, you know, Donald Trump talking about banning TikTok, do you think these measures are restricting China's lead in the 5G race in any significant way?
Well, that's right. And so I take this very clearly to me, you know, sitting outside of America and having been outside of America for more than 20 years, I see this as sort of a kneecapping of the competitor rather than trying to say, you know, don't talk about the competition, compete. That's what capitalism is all about. Capitalism at its heart is about competition and getting a better product at a better price, more equitably, quicker, better, faster, cheaper, right? That's what it's all about. Mm. And if you can't do that, then you can kneecap the competition. This is what I see happening between America and China. China, we can talk about this in a minute, is really, I think, going to the next level and is going to be moving a little bit more interior. It's going to be moving a little more to the inside and building out its infrastructure domestically, and I think taking a little bit of a breather from the international scene.
And speaking of, what China is doing, the book also offers solutions for a millennial if they're looking at breaking into China's super app market, taking advantage of China's leap into the future. What are some of the examples or solutions that you offer for doing this, breaking into China's super app market?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of things in there that are very practical. One of them is sort of 18 ways to break into the super app market, ways for American companies to integrate millennials into the hiring process, into the career building process, and so it comes at it from two angles, right? So in the United States, looking at what companies can do to integrate, and we have 24 workshops that are very practical, that look at how you can break into how Fortune 100 companies can integrate people, and then in the case of China, how people can use these tools. We have 18 ways to break into the super app market as well for China, because China's way, way ahead. China's digital infrastructure is second to none globally. There is no country in the world that has a better digital infrastructure than China right now.
Paul, you first went to China as an equity analyst with Credit Suisse. You've analyzed 7 5-year plans. You've conducted research on Chinese equities for over 25 years. You've worked with Barings, Lehman, Nomura, Chinese Construction Bank International in Hong Kong. What does an investor looking at 5G as a theme, what can they get out of this book?
Oh, so the key is the way in which 5G is very simple. 5G is a way, is a technology to look at extremely large data sets in an extremely cheap manner in a very efficient way. We are moving into a world of data sets in the next 3 years that's going to make what we look at today look like nothing. The amount of data is going to be dizzying. China is doing an application of 5G, which is going to be commercial. America is doing an application of 5G, which is consumer. 5G doesn't really work for consumers. We don't necessarily want to pay a lot of money for a better screen or a little bit faster. China is integrating this into logistics, commercial real estate, residential real estate, smart cities, urban technology, medical, insurance, pharmaceuticals, everything. And so we need to pay close attention. This is the most important technological innovation in our lifetime. And I think it's more important than the internet.
So we know when it comes to Huawei, for example, the latest measures, the U.S. Commerce Department announcing restrictions on Huawei tech. We know the restrictions are likely to hit Huawei in terms of base stations because these rely so heavily on foreign chips to make these base stations. And it's said that these measures are perhaps going to dent China's ambition to play a key role in the global rollout of 5G technology. Do you see that being the case?
Well, Huawei already had an 80% market share in base stations. Huawei has already built out something like 60,000 stations that are going to be, rolled out right about now, between now and the end of the year. Right about now, something like 150 to 200 cities in China have already rolled out 5G. If the U.S. was going to do this, they should have done this 5 years ago. And so the 5G, cake has already been baked, right? You can't unbake this cake. Going forward, I think, I think China knew this was going to be happening. And so China's sort of been on the autonomous, chip development, 4 years ago. And so let's see as it moves more toward a domestic approach, whether it's going to be able to develop, leading edge chip technology. That's the big question.
I'm speaking with Paul Scholte, co-author of The Race for 5G Supremacy. When it comes to a mindset of innovation, what is the U.S. doing wrong? And what are some solutions that your book recommends?
The military was hogging spectrum. There is this blind ideology that government is bad. There is a sense that only the private sector can achieve infrastructure build-out. I don't know where these weird things come from, but America in the 50s and 60s and 70s that I grew up in, what was built out with government infrastructure. I worked in the Reagan White House in the National Security Council. The Reagan administration was very much a government-led administration. Infrastructure needs to be led by government. That's the way it works. The private sector cannot will not build infrastructure. There's no return on that. The infrastructure build-out is extremely expensive. It needs to be led by government with the private sector. You know, the U.S. learned this in the 50s and 60s with the Apollo program, the nuclear program, the interstate highway program, the copper telephone system in the 50s, AT&T, GE, Boeing. These were all government, you know, related entities, mm-hmm. right? And so it's astounding that we have this, you know, government is bad mentality, which is really holding back the U.S.
What are the social or cultural or ideological assets that are accelerating China's tech progress? And do you think its relationships with countries along the Silk Road, for example, are going to hold it in good stead?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that, you know, China very much feels today the way that I felt kind of in the 70s and the 80s, where America was self-confident, where they knew what they were doing, they knew where they were going, and you know, we were marched out of our classrooms to John Philip Sousa, and we went out and saluted the flag, and then we stood in line, and then we went into the classroom and gave the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's called nation building, right? And so China's at a point in its history of self-confidence, a lot of success, and it's building on this success. There's a very high degree of confidence in the government. And in America, there's a very low sense of confidence in the government and a very low sense of morale right now. And so there needs to be, you know, a real sense of getting back to basics about what is the role of government in America. You know, when you look at China having a very important role, the things that America is criticizing China for the last, like, 10 years, America is starting to do exactly this. America is finally starting to use the government to get involved in 5G, to take active roles in development and technology, to be funding 5G development, quantum computing. Finally, the U.S. is starting to very slowly do this. But, you know, wait a minute. This is exactly what America was criticizing China, you know, for doing. So there's a lot of hypocrisy there. And I think America is slowly waking up to the fact that you need to have governance, a common wheel, a sense of purpose, right? Now, question mark, is this too late? I don't know.
You know, the Democratic National Convention has just kicked off, and I'm wondering your thoughts on whether the Trump administration sanctions on Huawei are really about national security, or is this a sign that the U.S. simply is behind and can't compete in this area, and that possibly we're going to see the same behavior from a completely different administration after the elections?
Nothing to do with national security whatsoever. You know, when I was working with the NSC, I know what national security is. I lived it. I saw it. I saw it every day. This is about an inability to compete. This is about an inability to use the levers of government to goad and prod the private sector to move into new areas of technology. This is about the Pentagon hogging spectrum and not being constructive with the private sector. This is about a ideological hatred of government, you know, in the current administration. I suspect that the Biden administration, if he wins, will take a very different tack, I suspect, than what the current administration is doing. And, you know, we'll have to see.
So insightful. And the book is a great read. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
He's Paul Schulte, co-author of The Race for 5G Supremacy, Why China is Surging, Where Millennials Struggle, and How America Can Prevail. This is Reed. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.